Hi, I want to welcome you. This is John Amundson. Hi, I want to welcome you to the next podcast in a series of podcasts presented for you by the Psychologist Association of Alberta. The purpose of the podcast is to present information that's timely, topical, and even controversial to the membership. I'm trying to catch up with some of the things I said in the preview of coming attractions. And so the lead-in one today is from the Psych Monitor called Losing an Autism Diagnosis. And we'll be with that in just a second. All right, as you know, there's been probably in the last, time kind of collapses on me, but the last 10 years, probably 15 years, 10 years, there's been an increasing emphasis on autism spectrum disorder. And what I mean by emphasis is the idea of recognizing it in its most subtle and then its most obvious forms. Back in the day of Lovaas was a researcher at UCLA who was working with autistic children. In my graduate training, what we learned about autism was Lovaas's work, and these were the highly I'm trying to use nice words, dysfunctional, but the kids that were really stricken, and he used a lot of behavioral conditioning things that were quite controversial. Look up Lovaas if you want to get into the history of his particular approach to the disorder. All right, so now we have a more subtle, and we have a spectrum, of ways to assess and analyze it. At one time, I'm going to be using things that might be offensive to some people, so, a trigger warning. There was, at the Children's Hospital, people would say, they would have kids that would be in the Gordon Townsend School, special ed and special needs kids, and they would have these children, and they would just say FLK, and it meant like funny looking or FAK, funny acting kid. And it was a way to sort of describe something that they wouldn't know what to say. And today they would say autism spectrum disorder. Okay, so let's take a look at what the Monitor has to say about this. The Monitor said that as early as the 1970s, there was a psychologist who was looking at this, and they were looking at, age two, and they were looking at the classic Lovaas era symptoms, the disordered behavioral manifestations. And she said that she found in her work that there were a number that were symptom free by age seven. So between two and seven, they would exhibit the behaviors that are characteristic of classic autism. But by seven, it was gone. And then this was the early 70s, and then she kept looking for this. So what they found was that a small subset of children do, clinically speaking, lose a diagnosis. Now, this number is from 3 to 25%, and a follow-up, a secondary study on this, found that about 9%. So, it's a pretty wide range, but we would say a small but significant number of children can lose the diagnosis. The problem is, to date, they're not able to predict who that small group will be. Generally speaking, now this is a bit like many diagnoses. There are some correlations with it, but they're not robust enough to be able to stand to come to us as a standard of practice or a way to predict. But she said they start with higher IQs, better language skills, fewer repetitive behaviors, and a greater ability to engage in imaginary or symbolic play with other children. Now, the backside of this is that a number of these children, even though they may lose, quote, the diagnosis of ASD, they still will continue to have, manifestations of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. So they may no longer be classified on the spectrum, but they will still continue to have a diagnostic category that would be applicable to them. Hi. In an article that was in the Journal Experimental Psychology General, they were looking at morality, and they were looking at people relative to where they situate themselves in moral definitions. And Jonathan Haidt spoke about the difference between more conservative, more liberal individuals. And he said conservative people are more high on what he called purity. And purity means commitment to a certain standard that tells who is a good person, who isn't a good person. So more fundamental hold on particular values that define the qualities of an individual. Those values can range from whiteness through adherence to a particular creed. And what he found was that people who are higher on purity than empathy. Empathy is another one. Care for others, appreciating suffering of others, understanding we're all in this together. That's another value that Haidt and others would talk about. People that were higher on purity were more quick to find gay, trans, people with HIV, and certain distinguishing characteristics that were out of the norm, they were less sympathetic and less more judgmental about those individuals. Now, when I first looked at this article, I actually, you know, downloaded, read the abstract, and I just went, duh. But I thought I should talk about it anyway, because, again, it makes those of us who consider ourselves more empathetic to have that. We can virtue shout, you know, virtue call out, hey, look how good we are, and it makes us feel superior to those others, and then we realize we're subscribing to a notion of purity as well. Returning to a subject from earlier podcasts on spanking, you know, the arguments that people have brought against spanking, and then the people that have spoken not in favor of spanking, but why the data might not be as supportive of not spanking. We have an article that came out of the British Medical Journal Open, and it was on teens, and their findings were this: teenagers are less likely to fight physically with one another in countries that ban spanking and other forms of corporal punishment. And what they did, they looked at 88 countries, 400,000 teens were part of their study, and what they found was this: on average, countries with full bans on spanking had 31% less fighting among males and 58% less fighting among females. Correlation is not causation, and countries that ban spanking may just be nicer people in general. Well, that's our time for today, and we'll let the Chambers Brothers march us out.